understanding the information on a voting ballot can be tough even for English language speakers. For many second language learners, the voting process can be so intimidating that they don't vote at all, in part because of the lack of materials in their own native language. FM89's Ezra David Romero reports that a group of Punjabi Americans in Fresno want to change that experience.
Almost every afternoon, older Indian American men from the province of Punjab gather in the shade and play cards in Victoria West Community Park in West Fresno. Deep Singh says it's a chance to get out of the house.
They go round by round, and then you're supposed to have some strategy in terms of which cards you're getting rid of to keep your higher ones till the end.
The elders are speaking Punjabi, not Hindi, and that sometimes can be a problem. Singh is with the Jakara movement, which focuses on rights for Indian Americans. He says when they're in their community, it's easy to communicate, but when it comes time to vote, it can be challenging. I pulled a few of the elders away to talk with them about their experiences and situations where knowing English fluently would be helpful.
They're saying that their life would vastly change because almost in every sphere they have to take somebody with them. To be able to have the autonomy to do stuff by yourself would greatly help their own standards of life.
It's situations like this that groups like the Jakara movement in Fresno want to change. Starting with voting materials.
Our demands is just to make Punjabi language access just an intricate part of Californian life, just like every other sort of languages.
He wants to see materials like voting ballots in Punjabi. The reason materials in languages like Punjabi aren't on display in California voting places is because the U.S. Census and the Secretary of State lump Punjabi into a category of languages with 10,000 speakers or less. In California, languages spoken by more than 10,000 people are supposed to have their own election materials. In the state, there are more than 10,000 Punjabi speakers, but due to a loophole, they were lumped in with lesser spoken languages. The other problem is that the Secretary of State made the decision to offer Hindi as a language and materials for all Indian people in California, even though not all Indian American people speak Hindi. That's why Deep Singh says bundling Punjabi with lesser spoken languages in this way was wrong.
This is at a head in Fresno County, the county with the third most Punjabi speakers. But this is a statewide problem. This is in Kern County, Merced County.
Singh hopes Sacramento this will start County, to change when the census begins grouping languages like Punjabi in categories of their own starting this fall with two data sets. U.S. Census Survey statistician Christina Gambino.
Having data for more languages makes it easier for businesses and services to make the right plans. Punjabi, Bengali, Telugu, and Tamil have just grown so much since the last time we updated our tables. We've given the tables a makeover to better reflect the population of non-English language speakers.
After the census does this, then the Secretary of State will have the opportunity to make it a requirement for counties to provide materials in Punjabi at polling places. As of now, Brandy Orth, the Fresno County clerk, says there's no Punjabi-related materials in Fresno County polling places. But when elections happen, she does hire Punjabi-speaking poll workers in zip codes with lots of Punjabi voters.
They wear a special name badge saying that I speak Punjabi, and they can help voters that need that language assistance, and then that way they can vote there at the polls.
The county does present explainer ballots in Spanish, Chinese, Japanese, Khmer, and Hindi. Orth says it wouldn't be too expensive to include Punjabi. The Secretary of State could also require voting materials to be in Punjabi independent of census data. That's something that the group Asian Americans Advancing Justice in Oakland would like to see. Staff attorney Jonathan Stein.
What actually should happen is where an Indian American community exceeds the 3% threshold, you have an obligation to go and find out what language they speak. If in your county they are predominantly Punjabi speakers, provide translated materials and bilingual poll workers that speak Punjabi.
Stein would also like to see languages like Punjabi added to a bill currently making its way through the state legislature that would ensure that translated copies of ballots known as facsimile ballots are more available to voters. Assembly Bill 918 would also provide training for poll workers on proper handling of these translated ballots. But the thing is, Punjabi is not a language included in the bill.
We think it's outrageous that the Punjabi-speaking community, as substantial as it is in the Central Valley, is receiving no language assistance under current state law. And we think the Secretary of State and county elections officials in the valley should take action to correct that.
Stein hopes all the buzz around this topic encourages Secretary of State Alex Padilla to act fast. Padilla says he's committed to see this change sooner rather than later.
If there's enough Californians, it's in our interest to make sure that they get the information in the language that they prefer to be able to make informed decisions when they go vote. I think the benefit certainly exceeds the cost.
But when? To help pressure the secretary to speed up the process, Congressman David Valadao says he's sending him a letter. Back in the West Fresno Park, Deep Singh with Jakara says his team is pressing everywhere they can to make sure his friends and elders have the opportunity to vote easily.
By allowing people language access and the ability to participate in American civic life in a much more engaged and deeper way, this could even have some certain shakeups in even Californian politics.
We'll have to wait and see what exactly the census releases later this year and if all this pressure on the Secretary of State actually works. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.